Long, long ago, when today's 30-somethings were three, when before we shared godly play, we had catechesis of the Good Shepherd in room 103. All those years ago, we gathered with the children in a circle on the floor in the weeks after Easter, and like the women who came first to the empty tomb, we gazed at the stone that was rolled away. One by one, the children crept forward to the wooden model of the tomb and gazed through the opening to see what was and was not there. Inside was a figure intended to represent an angel bearing the good news. He is not here. He is risen. Christ is alive. Most of the children looked within and in silence returned to their places. And then one little boy peeked in, jumped up, and shouted, "I know who that is." "Ah," thought the adults around the circle, "here it is, out of the mouths of babes, an Easter proclamation." "I know who that is. It is the White Power Ranger." "He is the most powerful one." There is power in the story of new and risen life, even if it is more subtle than the White Power Ranger. "By what power do you do this?" say the authorities to the disciples in the great adventure story we call Acts. "By whose name do you do these works? Works of healing, invitations to wholeness, welcome into the family and the fold. By what power?" The power of the name of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep. That's another story from long ago in room 103 with another set of wooden figures. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in the sheepfold with the sheep gathered around. And there also, the hired hand and the wolf outside the fold. We told the story over and over with the figure of the Good Shepherd laying his body across the entrance to the fold so that the wolf could not enter. A little girl, a child who had suffered in ways no child should suffer, in ways no one should suffer. That little girl sat alone in front of the model after the story was over. I watched from across the room. The little girl was silent and still for some time. Then the wolf jumped over the fence and started knocking the sheep over. Bam, bam, bam. Then the Good Shepherd came to the rescue. Bam! The Good Shepherd gave the wolf a kick and knocked him across the floor. The wolf got up and jumped over the fence again. Bam! The Good Shepherd kicked him to the floor, and again, and again. Finally, the little girl got up and walked away. The Good Shepherd had proven himself to be the White Power Ranger in disguise. And for that moment, she was satisfied. We so want the Good Shepherd to be the White Power Ranger. But the Good Shepherd's power is harder to see and maybe harder to accept. The Good Shepherd's power looks like this. He lays down his life for the sheep. Long, long ago, when it was dangerous, more dangerous, to be a Christian, the early followers of Jesus gathered underground to tell the stories of his life and death and new and risen life. to break the bread and share the cup. In their hiding places, they painted the signs and stories of their faith on the walls. One figure, one sign, was most powerful for them, not the cross. In those early times, fearful times, when the wolf circled their fold, they gathered under the sign of the Good Shepherd. The promise of the Good Shepherd does not fail. But what the Good Shepherd promises is not always what we would wish. He is not the white Power Ranger. The Good Shepherd promises to seek and find, to call and gather, and to lay down his life. The Good Shepherd promises that there is no fold, no corner of the world where he cannot come. It is for everyone, everywhere, always, that he lays down his life. That is his power. The power to lay down his life and to take it up again forever. It was under this sign, in this power, that the early Christians gathered. While the wolf howled at the door, the Good Shepherd was with them. When Perpetua, the wealthy young mother, and Blondina, the enslaved girl, faced the lions rather than renounce the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd was there. I know this is true. It is what he promised. The Good Shepherd was there, not to rescue, but to save. When, 25 years ago, two young men opened fire at Columbine High School and 15 people died, the Good Shepherd was there. Not to rescue, but to save. I know this is true. When on October 7th, 38 Jewish children died when Hamas attacked their homes and towns in Israel, the Good Shepherd was there. When thousands of Palestinian children died in Gaza, and now when thousands more are starving, the Good Shepherd is there. When a man dies too young, the Good Shepherd is there. When a woman buries her child, the Good Shepherd is there. When relationships break and heartache pours in, the Good Shepherd knows and cares. When it seems the whole world will burn down or drown or shake itself apart, the Good Shepherd is there. Not to rescue, but to save. I know this is true. It is what he promises. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for us all, every sheep in every fold. He lays down his life not to rescue us from all the harms and heartaches and heartbreaks, not to take away the death and disaster that crowd around us in this, in every time, in all the times that are always the worst times. That is not what he promised. He does not fix it or snatch us out of it or make it go away. He brings forth something new. He lays down his life, not as a human shepherd would fight with a wolf, but as a seed would fall to the earth and disappear into new, larger, and more fruitful life. The Good Shepherd lays down his life to bring into being something new, something we could never imagine when we see the seed falling to earth. It's not uncommon to wish for something else. The white Power Ranger does it another way. We know what it means to rescue. It's what the white Power Ranger does. But what does it mean to save? Do we know what it means, the truth we proclaim, that Jesus lays down his life to save us? I don't know if I can say it in words or if anyone can really explain it. But I do know this. The truth is the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd who came among us and will continue to call and gather us goes by the name of love. And I do know this. Love is action more than words. Love is something we do, as Jesus the Good Shepherd loved us in action, in laying down his life. In a mystery beyond our understanding, Jesus' action of love gathers us into his new life, a life that unfolds within us as a seed unfolds within the earth. In that new life, by grace, in the power of the Spirit, we are called to do as he does, to lay down the substance of our lives and offer ourselves to one another, seeing each other and not turning away, helping, healing, holding. We become, like Jesus, gatherers, sharers, enfolders, followers of the Good Shepherd who calls us each by name. We offer the Good Shepherd to children as a homely image of a helper and friend. There is truth in that gift. It is perfectly simple and yet always unfolding. And there is this. The image, the reality, is greater than we can even know. The Good Shepherd holds within himself the greatest mystery of all, the truth of self-offering love. Amen.